The Mishnah says in Rosh Hashanah Chav Tetz Amud Beis that B'Mikdash HaYitokin Avalomim Medina. They used to blow shofar in the Mikdash and not in the Medina, not outside the temple area. However, after the Churban Abayis, Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai made a takana that shofar may be blown on Shabbos anywhere it has a Beis Din. So the Rashba on the Rabbah on Chav Tetz Amud Beis explains. So Zera Daraba, that was a rabbinic institution. But so Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai instituted the shofar should be blown on Shabbos anywhere that has a Beis Din. And Tosis explains that even though originally blowing shofar on Shabbos was permitted only in the Mikdash, however, after the Churban Abayis, Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai said blowing shofar throughout the entire city of Yerushalayim and its outskirts perhaps is permitted. And in fact, Tosis explains why did Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai want to do it. He wanted to continue some type of shofar blowing when Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos because he realized the shofar is crucial to the atonement of Klal Yisrael on Rosh Hashanah. That we know the schus of that Kedas Yitzchak, you look at the horn of the ram, and therefore he's going to judge Klal Yisrael favorably. Of course, that gets into the Shaila, how do we view? Do we view it as Ki'ilu Asa or not? But either way, Tosis is viewing perhaps that it's not happening that year, and therefore we're not going to have the schus of us. Therefore, Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai wanted to institute the shofar should be blown on Shabbos in the presence of a Beis Din. Why in the presence of a Beis Din? And therefore, the people of the Beis Din could make sure there'll be no Chilul Shabbos. And in fact, in 1871, they say when Rosh Hashanah fell out on Shabbos, the Aruch Lanier, Bedrasha was Shabbos Shuva, and one of his Shabbos Shuva drasha, Tashreish Lamed Beis, is brought down in the Minchas Ani as well, Parshas Hazino, that in 1871, when he gave his, when Rosh Hashanah fell out on Shabbos, so that year when he, in his Shabbos Shuva drasha, he claimed that historically, many years in Klal Yisrael when Rosh Hashanah fell on Shabbos did not end up well because they lacked the schus of the shofar. You know, basing himself on the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Tev Zayim Abayz Rav Yitzchak, that in a year which the shofar is not blown, many times it doesn't end well. In fact, he showed that when Rosh Hashanah fell on Shabbos, those are the years where the first and second Beis HaMikdash were destroyed. And perhaps that had played a role in it. Therefore, he said he gave a strong Shabbos Shuva drasha, telling people to commit themselves more than a regular year in doing Shuva. On the other hand, the Aruch Lanier wanted to end on a positive note. They didn't want to scare everyone off. On the other hand, the Aruch Lanier writes that Klal Yisrael, if Klal Yisrael does Shuva, and they observe Shabbos and Rosh Hashanah and everything is observed properly, then it could be a special time. The Shabbos would be a shomer for Klal Yisrael, even without the shofar, because you're keeping Shabbos, you're not being Mechal Shabbos. And he showed that the year that the Mishkan was built, and the year that Klal Yisrael achieved atonement for the Cheta Ego, were years in which Rosh Hashanah fell on Shabbos. On one hand, he said, we have to be concerned, because that's when the Churban Bayis Sheni, because there was no schus of the shofar, but if we do an extra tshuva, and we keep Shabbos very well, Shabbos will be a shomer, and a raya, the Mishkan was built on the year that Rosh Hashanah fell on Shabbos, as well as they received atonement for the sin of the Cheta Ego. And in fact, Rashi points out on Chav Tetz Amud Beis, Divrei Maaseh Olah B'Yavneh, that when Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai instituted a shofar blowing on Shabbos in the presence of a Beis Din, he, according to Rashi, he said you need a Beis Din of Chav Gimel, which we don't have today. The Rif, however, learns differently and says the shofar could be blown even in a Beis Din of three, even if they don't have smicha, an unbroken chain of smicha from all the way back to Moshe Rabbeinu. So it's a machlokes Rif and Rashi whether you could do a Beis Din of Gimel. If you could do a Beis Din of Gimel, that we do have today, but we don't have a Beis Din of Chav Gimel. So the Rush writes that even the Rif who said you could do it in front of a Beis Din, not stam any Beis Din, has to be Muflag Bedoro. It has to be the highest and most distinguished rabbis of the land. So, in fact, the Rush writes that the Rif, who was Muflag Bedoro, paskin like himself. That's a good thing. You followed your own ruling. And when he lived in Morocco, I think Fez, Morocco, he would have someone blow the shofar for him in his Beis Din, in front of the Beis Din, even when Rosh Hashanah fell out on Shabbos, meaning he passed in the way. However, the Rush reports that the Rif's practice was not continued. For some reason, his students did not follow the practice of the Rif, and that's the Psak in Shulchan Aruch. They simply write that when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, the shofar is not blown. And it's understood that it may not be born in the Beis Din because we don't have any qualified courts today, either because the Beis Din Shel Gimel or we don't have a chain of command back to Moshe Rabbeinu. However, throughout history, we find different cases where there was shofar blast on Shabbos. So one of them is the Baal HaOzer. Tells of reported shofar blowing on Shabbos in Damascus, Syria, during medieval times. That was one of that's what they claim historically. Rabbeinu Manoach, Ala Rambam, Perakei Mehilcha Shofar, Sofa Lachiyates, brings it down. And as well, much more recently than the medieval times, Rav Akiva Yosef Schlesinger, author of the Sefer Lev Ivri, during the years 1870 and 1909, he suggested, when obviously during those years when Rosh Hashanah fell out on Shabbos, he proposed blowing shofar on Shabbos in Yerushalayim, I guess the old city of Yerushalayim, or just Yerushalayim, and that was he felt very strongly that he was a Talmud of the Chasam Sofer, and he seems to be a Talmud of the Rif. So, why would he feel so strongly? Because due to the terrible pogroms and persecutions what Klal Yisrael were going through during that time, I guess many times in Jewish history, it would be appropriate to blow shofar even on Shabbos, kind of like what the Aruch Lanier was alluding to when you don't, that's the year of the Churban Bayis Rishon and Sheni. And therefore he said, if all the Gedolim and Yerushalayim would come together, Ashkenaz, Sfard, the works, in one location, you'd be able to blow shofar on Shabbos. That was his taina. And he tried to get all the Gedolim to come join him and suggested that the Beis HaKnesses of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai in the old city of Yerushalayim is an appropriate place. Since the shul had the name of the rabbi who instituted blowing shofar on Shabbos in front of a Beis Din, he thought it was a great plan. And that's what he wanted to do. In fact, Rav Yechiel Michal Tokachinsky, one of the great rabbis in many areas, but he also was the big issue with the international dateline, among other things, in his Ir HaKodesh V'HaMikdash, and he has many stuff on Eretz Yisrael. He reports that in 1881, so that was there is between the years 1870 and 1909. So he says in 1881, Rabbi Akiva Yosef Schlesinger was not able to convince 23 Gedolim to come to attend his Shabbos shofar blowing, and then right at the end they say in the final hour, due to a lot of opposition, many of the rabbis withdrew and only a handful remained. Nevertheless, that didn't deter Rabbi Akiva Yosef Schlesinger. He proceeded with his plan and Buhl Schofer that year in 1881, as well as in 1905. However, he took, I don't know if he didn't do it in a major show, he did it in a secluded place, you know, by his house, although he, some say he did it in his house. And although he continued seeking support for the position for many years, that's never been accepted. So that's what they write. Urban legend in Yerushalayim, they say Rav Shmuel Salant, but it's brought down, yeah, that Rav Shmuel Salant, that he was in discussions with him, and he told them, you know, not to do it. That wasn't Dominican Yerushalayim, but they say, urban legend, he stood acharei HaKotel with Shmuel HaKol Shofar. He was concerned that maybe he's not going to build the mitzvah deraisa shofar that year. He didn't want to do it in front. That didn't. He didn't want to say he paskin that way, so therefore he did it behind the scenes, and therefore, that's how the story goes. So to summarize, we have that we know the Mishnah says when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, we bring the shofar. We in the mikdash they blew the shofar not in Medina, and after the Churban Habayis, Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai enacted that shofar may be blown on Shabbos anyway. There's a base in Tosfos says that even though the original one was only in the mikdash, but after the Churban Habayis, he expanded on it, and he explains because he's how important it is to have a shofar because it's chus of Akedas Yitzchak with the Ayah, so he wanted to expand it so people could hear shofar on Shabbos, like Orach HaNir said in the Shabbos Shuvah Drasha 1871, about the terrible calamities that happen in a year where there's no shofar, Churban Bayis Rishon, Churban Bayis Shen. On the other hand, he writes, if you do a proper tshuva and keep Shabbos especially well that year, so the chus of keeping Shabbos, as well, Rosh Hashanah Shabbos was the year the Mishkan was built, as well as when they received Kapara for the sin of the golden calf. And then we pointed out that Rashi says you need a Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai required a basin of 23, which we don't have anymore today. The Rif said no, a basin of 3 is good, even if they don't have smicha. And the Rosh writes, even the Rif wouldn't take any 3. He said he wanted a basin gadol, he wanted some mufwag bedura. So in fact, the Rosh quotes that the Rif himself relied on his own psak, and in Fez Morocco, 1 year, Rosh Hashanah, at least 1 year, maybe more, he blew shofar on Shabbos. And as well, and for some reason, then maybe it was very controversial, this Talmid did not continue, and therefore, the Shulchan Aruch seems to say that we don't do it. And throughout Jewish history, Rabbi Noach points out that they did a blowing on Shabbos in Damascus, Syria, I guess in front of a basin. It wasn't Yerushalayim. And as well, much more recently, Akiva Yosef Schlesinger, Talmud of the Chasim Sofer, he was pushing the fact of blowing shofar on Shabbos in Yerushalayim. He wanted to get chaf in order. He wanted to cover everyone, so he wanted to daven in the shul of Yochanan ben Zakkai in the Old City, and as well as getting Chaf Gimel to cover even Rashi Sheet to get 23 Gedolim in order to blow the shofar. And apparently it was in the year 18, the Rav Yechiel Michal Tukhachinsky brings down, Tukhachinsky, that in 1881 as well in 1905, he did it privately, but the goal was he tried to get all 23. The last hour, many people dropped out, and therefore he did it in a private location, and then afterwards they prevailed on him, and I guess any of his students, to not do it anymore on Shabbos. And they say, Rav Shmuel Salant, who was the Rav Yerushalayim, he said he couldn't come out for it, but they say, urban legend has it, that he found out where the blowing was, and he stayed outside the house, and he heard the shofar from outside the house in order to make sure it gets the mitzvah d'oraisa shofar this year, that year.